better care, delivered to all 26.5 million households in England. It was designed to explain care.data, under which some information from medical records will be extracted to a central database. The data can then be combined with other information the NHS already collects and shared with those who plan health and social care services, as well as with approved researchers and potentially organisations outside the NHS. The NHS stresses shared data will nearly always be anonymous, but critics worry some potentially identifiable data may be shared. At the offices of the Royal College of GPs, their honorary secretary, Professor Nigel Mathers, told me why they supported the scheme.
This will enable not only planning of services, evaluation of the quality of services, to pick up things early, and of course, it enables us to do research on the best interventions and the best treatments that we can give to NHS patients.
Although there are videos and posters and reports in the press, the leaflets were a key way of letting people know about the change and letting them know that they can opt out. Professor Mathers thinks it's important people have a choice.
Consent is a keystone of the NHS and of treatment and all the other medical things that we do. But you have to know what you're consenting to, what you are allowing others to do with your own personal, private, confidential medical data.
But you can only opt out if you know that care data is happening. A survey carried out for this program by ICM Research of 860 English adults aged 18 plus found that 29%, less than a third, thought they had received a leaflet.
More effort must be made to ensure that more people not only understand what care data is all about and its purposes, but also are fully engaged in the process of opting out and giving their informed consent to their use of the medical records.
Nigel Mathers. The Royal College of GPs support the scheme, but many are critical, worrying about privacy or that private firms may obtain and misuse the data at some point. One critical GP who has been campaigning to raise awareness of the change thinks leaflets were always a bad idea.
Yes, my name's Dr. Neil Bhatia. I'm a GP in Hampshire with a particular interest in information governance. Care data is akin to donating your medical information. And we all donate resources and our time and our money to the NHS, but they all rely on the principle that you choose to do that. You're not told you will be doing that. You're not told you'll be not given a leaflet through the door saying we want you to give blood, and you can object. And if you don't object, you don't expect to find a knock on the door and people with a sharp needle saying, did you not realise we were coming to take your blood?
And the ICM survey also found that 45% of those asked simply hadn't heard about the changes. But that is a glass half full, half empty number. Dr. Geraint Lewis is the Chief Data Officer for NHS England and chose to look on the bright side.
From looking at your survey, I was absolutely delighted to see that a clear majority of the population know that these changes are afoot. However, we're not going to rest on our laurels. We are hearing that certain patients haven't received the leaflets, so we're working very closely with the Royal Mail. But for me, the priority is to get awareness out amongst the population that these changes are happening.
And what percentage of people need to know for you to be happy to proceed?
I think it's really important that as many people as possible. I'm not going to give you an exact figure. There's always more that we can do.
If 10% of people don't know and don't opt out, that's acceptable. If 1 in 10 people had data uploaded simply because they didn't know that they could opt out, you'd be okay with that?
It's not for me to make that judgment. Ultimately, the judgment would be for an organisation called the Information Commissioner's Office. And there's an important distinction. So, as I said, Parliament made the decision that this was not going to be made on an opt-in, consent-based approach.
But why is it important then for people to have the option to opt out?
Because it's important that they know that that is available to them.
There's not
a legal reason for it. It's something that we are committed to because we think...
But if you think it's the right thing, why proceed if some people haven't had the opportunity to opt out?
We're proceeding on the basis that we are doing everything we can to support GP practices to get the message across to their patients.
But if your evidence, if our survey, and I believe you're doing your own work, shows that people haven't got the message, will you stop?
Will you delay? But after a pause, it became clear Dr. Lewis simply couldn't answer that question.
Just practically.
Yeah.
Could you, if you decided to hit the brakes, could you stop? Can you stop the car moving?
I'm not going to get into hypotheticals.
Dr. Geraint Lewis, but with patients' rights groups like Health Watch calling for a temporary halt, that question may become increasingly less hypothetical.
Chris Valence reporting. Listening to that, Stephen Doddle MP, who chairs the Health Select Committee. How much do our opinion poll findings concern you, this suggestion that a fair proportion of people don't seem to know about the scheme?
I think it is important that people know about the scheme. I think it's also important to recognise that given the public discussion that's taken place in the newspapers, radio, television programmes, including this one, there's a variety of ways in which people can be and have been made aware of this scheme. I also think, if I may say so, that it is very, very important to understand what is proposed here. We're very often told that our healthcare system, and there's an element of truth in this, deals with episodes of care as discrete activities rather than joining them up and treating patients as people rather than just conditions. What this programme is designed to do is to allow the system to recognise a programme of care, a course of care for individual patients that may be for different conditions, so we can look and see how those different treatments that are given to patients, what outcomes they achieve, which ways of dealing with combinations of problems deliver the best outcomes. Now, to try to do that blind of information just seems to me to be absurd, which is why I'm a very strong supporter of this programme.
Well, you're convinced of it, and I take your point that there are lots of ways people can hear about this, but is there any point in saying you're going to leaflet 26.5 million people if only about a third of them can recall getting the leaflet?
Well, I think we all receive leaflets that we don't remember receiving. I think it is important that those who are concerned about the treatment of data are told what is going on, told the reason why it is going on, and also told that if they wish their information to be excluded from this process, they have the opportunity to do so by going to see their GP.
Do you have a thought? I mean, if a fairly large proportion of the population is, for whatever reason, ignorant of this scheme, doesn't it need to be paused?
No, I don't think that. I'm clear in my own mind, as your interviewee also made clear. Parliament has made a decision that there is an interest on the part of each individual patient and there is an interest on the part of the population as a whole that this programme does go ahead.
So Parliament says it's OK?
Parliament says it's OK, provided that there's an effort made to ensure that those who wish to opt out can do so. And this programme is an important part of that process.
So if people don't know about it, after all this information's gone out, all this discussion's taken place, is it their fault? Is it their fault if they can't opt out?
The Parliament makes decisions every day on behalf of voters. And Parliament has made, in my view, absolutely rightly, the decision that if we want to deliver high-quality healthcare, we have to go beyond looking at discrete episodes of care. We have to treat people as people, not just as episodes of care.
Thank you, Stephen Doddle. There will be a Scottish version of care.data starting this year. It's called Spire. It's a similar kind of data sharing business, but with added safeguard. It's not mandatory, and pseudonyms will be used by GPs. In Wales, there are no plans for a similar system. We're told GPs and doctors share as much information as they can. In Northern Ireland, the Health Department didn't get back to us, having requested the information. We're still standing by the way, for Lizzie Yarnold to make her final run in the skeleton. High hopes of Olympic gold for Britain, the first time in this Games. Although Jonathan emails to make...